Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stations carry the first 5 minutes, but some don't. So I want to ask Dr. Peter McCullough, board-certified cardiologist and one of the main experts out there exposing all this insanity, has been totally vindicated, to hit some other important subjects so that next segment with a bunch of stations join us, we get into the mandates, the lockdowns, the John Hopkins report that broke over a week ago and has gotten almost no coverage. It's been blacked out. So that's coming up here in about 6 minutes. But what else is on your radar screen, Doc?
Well, I think the big news is that lead attorney Tom Rents and co-counsel Lee Dundas came to the table at the historic Senate panel held on Monday, January 24th, Ron Johnson, COVID-19, a second opinion. And what Rents and Dundas presented was data from three Department of Defense whistleblowers. And they gave Department of Defense data, which is very important, because this is clinical data. It's not VAERS. It's not self-reported, where they knew vaccine administration and they knew the diseases that occurred after the vaccine. And there were several fold increases in neurologic, cardiac, including myocarditis, miscarriages, hematologic disease. Alex, the disclosure was stunning. Senator Ron Johnson said that those data and reports had been subpoenaed. He actually took action swiftly to subpoena to make sure they didn't fudge the numbers afterwards. So all this basically is out in the open.
And that's why when I see Fauci and I see the head of Pfizer on TV, they don't look as arrogant as they used to look. They look like the air has been let out of them.
It's true. I think they know they have a giant safety problem on their hands that, you know, the open VAERS system, and they've now clarified this. I've had some personal communication with the group that runs the open VAERS system. It's an overlay. And I've done my own queries. I've done my own VAERS queries to validate this. That about 90% of what we see in domestic reports, 10% are ex-U.S. that report through. The vast majority are actually reported by the pharmaceutical companies and then by doctors or other healthcare workers to VAERS. Sadly, we're over 21,000 people have lost their lives, about 50% within 2 days, 80% within a week. The deaths are very quick. We know that 86% of the time by McLachlan and colleagues show this, that the only cause is the vaccine. It's a giant signal. We're approaching 400,000 hospitalizations, ER visits, and office visits for vaccine injuries. Sadly, we've topped 40,000 now permanently disabled Americans because they've taken a COVID-19 vaccine. So the sentiment that I'm hearing, Alex, is that people are furious. They feel like they've been duped because they took the vaccine. They got COVID anyway. They took enormous risks. They've seen family members, friends, church members and others be injured or even worse, die after the vaccine. Americans are becoming furious over the vaccine program.
Well, that was actually my next question. How are they going to get away with this? And it's just crazy, because what you're saying is true. I see it online. I see it in person. I know a lot of people took two or three shots, and now they're mad because they got even sicker. And so they're really angry now that Fauci and others are saying, take four, take five, take six. Look at Israel. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, the WHO is advising against it. Now, WHO has basically questioned the utility of any further boosters. And in fact, there's some statements let out by the European Medical Association, European Health Association, saying that the vaccines actually may weaken the immunity. And there's a good rationale for that because the body continues to be loaded with the spike protein. So the immune system is basically taxed with trying to clear out this foreign protein. It gets distributed into the brain, the heart, blood vessels, all through the body. And then recently, Stephanie Senoff, who's a PhD scientist at MIT, was on Laura Ingraham. And Stephanie and I are publishing together. She's discovered that the messenger RNA itself travels in exosomes, and the messenger RNA itself may be and probably does have direct toxicity in alone and separate from the spike protein. Clearly, exosomes can travel along neurons into the brain, and we certainly have a risk of a neurologic injury from the spike protein and the messenger RNA.
All right, I want to talk more about that and then the big news, the lockdown, straight ahead.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Dr. Peter McCullough is right up there in the top two or three people in the world exposing and fighting the biomedical world government, world ID, world social credit score, vaccine passport takeover. Because even if these shots work great, I'd be taking them, but I wouldn't want the vaccine passport to control and track where I go and what I do. That's really the big scandal. And the big corporations admit this is just their power move to get total control over our lives and consolidate control. But you were getting into, and I'm glad you bring this up, because I've been making this point all week long. So did Paul Watson when he was on yesterday. I read this whole thing when it came out a week ago or so. It's only 60-something pages long, and a lot of it I've seen in the news, I've heard from you and others, but it's outrageous to have John Hopkins, one of the most respected medical university systems in the world, that actually quarterbacked a lot of the, you know, the whole COVID tyranny, coming out from the belly of the beast and saying this didn't help anybody, and this caused mass suicide and depression and death, and not to mention destroyed the economy, it admits that, and consolidated power. But, oh, the big billionaires on average doubled their wealth. So now we see where this is all going. Why did so many American mainstream media outlets ignore the reputable university study that lockdowns didn't work? John Hopkins' study, lockdowns did not reduce COVID deaths but had devastating effects, close quote, on society. That's another headline. New John Hopkins study, lockdowns have had little to no public health effects, close quote, and imposed enormous economic and social costs. Those are quotes. And see, when you read InfoWars, you have to believe me, we link to the actual study here right now. So, Dr. Peter McCullough, you've read this. This is a huge story. Why is it so big? And please go over it for us.
Alex, it's cohesive. I think the main thing I want your audience to understand is cohesive. So Jay Bhattacharya, who testified in the Senate panel by video, presented the principles of the Great Barrington Declaration, which was signed in mid-2020. And it was clear the Great Barrington Declaration, of which had thousands and thousands of experts sign, said, listen, no lockdowns. Don't do it. It's going to cause harm. Scott Atlas, who's was on the White House task force, going to cause harm. We had Paul Alexander, advisor to President Trump and then the WHO. Paul testified at the Senate. Paul showed all the data. There was no benefit to public masking, no benefit to lockdowns from all the studies. Paul has tabulated this in the Brownstone Institute. And then this paper comes out from Johns Hopkins, really a meta-analysis synthesizing all the information. It's conclusive. It's not just one person. it is clear that it was a colossal mistake to ever put a mask on somebody without symptoms. It was a colossal mistake to have people stay in their homes who didn't have COVID-19. The only people needed to quarantine was the small fraction of people who are sick at any given time. And we only quarantine when we give early treatment in order to basically make the syndrome resolve. So we have a situation here where the social and psychological and economic impact is disastrous. And now there are three more analyses, one by Subramanian, Kampf, and Beatty, all showing from a medical perspective the mass vaccination program was a colossal disaster. So everywhere where there's a greater intensity of vaccination, there are more and more COVID-19 cases and there's more deaths. So it's clear that from the very beginning, there wasn't a single step that was taken from a public health perspective that turned out to be a correct step.
We've got a clip. I know you're familiar with him talking about it. A lot of scientists and epidemiologists and virologists have talked about it. But what about what Malone keeps pointing out a year ago and now currently has been proven, I mean, at least by what I've seen as a layperson, that when you give a bunch of so-called vaccines or gene therapies to people, while a virus is in the middle of a big blow-up, you're going to put evolutionary stress on it, and you're going to make super viruses come out. So whereas normally viruses get less lethal over time, that actually doing a mass injection program of vaccine during it can actually create even more deadly ones and cause all sorts of problems. What is your view of that?
You know, I think to unpack it, now I'm an internist and cardiologist. I'm a trained epidemiologist, and I've been focusing on this for 2 years now, Alex. I basically have a fellowship in at least COVID-19 infectious disease, and I see and examine patients, and I treat them. My view on this is that it's clear in analyses by Nissen, Venkata Krishnan, and others, including the original report on the border of Botswana of Omicron, is clear that mass vaccination has promoted the advancement of superdominant mutants. We went from a blend of wild-type alpha, beta, gamma into a superdominant delta as a result of mass vaccination, and then superdominant delta right into superdominant Omicron. Literally, it just changed within a few weeks. The only thing that can do that is mass vaccination because the immunity is so narrow. What the virus is doing is it's taking advantage of the nasal cavity. So with Omicron, it replicates 70 times faster than that of Delta in the nasal cavity. It closes the immunologic door on Omicron by forming immunity against Delta. I'm sorry. So Omicron forms immunity against Delta. Omicron obviously forms great immunity against itself. So what we're seeing is the virus is climb, bottleneck, and then it finds a way to innovate and survive. If we didn't have the vaccine program, it's my estimation that the whole pandemic would have been closed by this time. We haven't seen the specter of what Geert Van de Bosch and Malone have implicated, that we have a hyper-dominant strain that's more lethal. Thank goodness that hasn't happened yet. But we must stop vaccination now in order to let diversity in natural immunity and diversity in the viral strains come back into play.
What about ADE?
You know, outside of a paper by Liu and colleagues, I looked at that carefully, that from a preclinical perspective suggest it could happen. And then the burst of cases we see after shot number one with the messenger RNA vaccines, this is a Pfizer briefing booklet, by the way. I think that's the only manifestation of ADE we've seen. Remember, antibody-dependent enhancement means the disease is enhanced or more severe, and so far we haven't seen that. I can tell you, Alex, and you probably can attest to this yourself, Omicron's a far milder syndrome.
Oh, yeah, it was not even very bad cold at all.
Yeah.
But Delta, man, I feel like that was rough.
Right.
It was definitely not the flu or a cold. I've never been sick like that. You could tell, like, this is new.
Yeah, that's true. I think most people, and by the way, I was been on Fox News. Marty McCreary was on when the week this came out. Omicron is basically acting like a natural booster. It's boosting the immunity of someone who's COVID recovered, but it's also boosting the immunity of the vaccinated. So I tell many of my vaccinated patients, listen, it's not a bad thing. It's a very mild syndrome.
Well, I know you don't like to speculate, but a lot of scientists have looked at it and said it looks like it was built to counter what was built by, looks like, Fauci. I mean, how do we speculate? How do we know, looking at what happened with Omicron?
It's hard to know. Remember, most mutations are either deletions or substitutions. The unique thing with Omicron, it actually had an insertion. So it actually had some new code inserted into the receptor binding domain. So, I mean, that's what's raised the speculation.
Because, I mean, again, I'm not a genetic engineer, but like a lot of the big institutions even said, wow, what is like 20 plus changes just in the spike protein?
There's actually 30 in the spike protein, but it's peppered around the receptor binding domain. I showed your audience that diagram from Venkata Krishnan. You know, there's a company in Boston called Inference, and they're doing great work. They're doing great sequencing work using modeling. And, you know, there's actually a lot of great science out there, Alex. It's not all bad. And, you know, the medical field is advancing in its understanding of COVID-19. It's just that I think at this point, Tom, we need to drop the mandates, pull the vaccines off the market, and then let us treat the final cases.
I mean, yeah, I want to be clear. It's like a gun. A gun can be used to hunt food or defend yourself, or can be used to rob people, or a tractor could be used to pull houses down or, you know, plow fields. So I'm all for science. I just don't want the bad guys having control of it and then silencing us, because isn't science about second and third opinions and open debate? Isn't the idea that don't question science, isn't that the opposite of science?
It is. Science is all about discourse and debate. This happened in the Senate panel. People disagreed. I pointed out to Senator Ron Johnson. Disagreement is normal for us to advance the field.
Wow. Dr. Peter McCullough, final segment. So much to hit. Stay with us. And I got big breaking news after he goes. We're so thankful for him being here.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Service to truth and to freedom and to my family and your family and everybody's family. Because if it wasn't for integrity of people like him and just the armies of good doctors and scientists, the vast majority of them, it's very few that even get up there and shill. That's why there's like 10 or 15 you see internationally up there, and they're loathed and they're hated. I mean, humanity is really seeing through them. So evil always tends to win up front, but very soon people turn against it. And that's why I love Dr. Peter McCullough, because I'm a factoid obsessed person. I read news constantly. I'm addicted to it. And I don't just read news because I want to believe it. I go research it and try to find out the truth. And most of the time I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. But we're always, you know, finding out more. He just mentioned last segment, real fast, as he rattles off all this data to you for you to go check, that, the senator in this hearing they had put him on notice, do not destroy the data, do not change the data. And here's the letter he just mentioned, Honorable Lloyd J. Austin, Secretary of Defense, from the senator saying, do not destroy this information. And then sure enough, within 24 hours of that happening, the articles on Infowars.com by Don Salazar with links to the Defense Department's own site, DOD claims glitch in database after attorney exposes skyrocketing military vaccine injuries. And now the FDA suddenly scrubs Moderna document from website after reporters ask question. This is what guilty people do. So you mentioned Senator Ron Johnson, him doing this. Here's the letter bringing up the hypertension, diseases of nervous system, 1,000+%. Hypertension, 2,000+. Malignant neoplasms, 894. This is what their own data shows. It mirrors data out of Europe. And, boy, they are trying to spike this right now. I tell you, this is amazing. You talk about hand in a cookie jar here, doctor.
You know, this is the first time that I've seen data, aggregate data on cancer. And note, it was breast cancer that was the lead. You know, there had been a paper published earlier. A lot of people, you know, overlooked it. It's published by University of Pittsburgh, showing that the S2 segment of the spike protein, which is produced in those who take the vaccine, it interacts with the BRCA or the BRCA gene, which controls breast cancer and female reproductive cancer. Now we have the data emerging from the DOD. Now, you know, it's either discovery bias, that is, you know, people held back on mammograms and they held back on other screenings, or in fact it's real that it's an explosive rise in cancer. Pathologist Ryan Cole testified in the Senate committee that he thought it was real. I've talked to Scott Atlas, and I tend to agree with Scott. I think it's probably discovery bias, but I tell you, those who are on this cancer trail right now, this is worrisome, because, you know, so many people have accepted the vaccines, they never understood what was in them, and now the first DOD hard data under file, Senator Ron Johnson, and this is going to generate tremendous investigation. Because
Dr. McCullough, let me stop you there, because you've been out for a long time talking about this, but I remember Dr. Yidan, former chief scientist over vaccines and respiratory stuff at Pfizer and others, and Wolfgang Woodard writing that lawsuit in late 2020 to the EU saying, don't do this. It's going to cause myocarditis, heart attacks, infertility, blood clots, cancer. And then the CDC had a document in October of 2020 saying the same thing. So even before it started, the experts knew this would happen, both the good guys, the bad guys, and I guess the asleep people. So that's why this is so powerful. Exactly what the CDC predicted, exactly what other scientists warned, is exactly what happened. I call that pretty damn conclusive. Like, I don't need to be a pathologist to know if I stick a 12-gauge shotgun in my mouth, a double-lock buck, and pull it, the back of my head's going to blow off. It's going to kill me, probably. Or maybe I'll live, be a vegetable. So they told me, you take this, this happens. It happened, I saw it happen. So it's like, you don't run in traffic. A bus is going to kill you. I mean, I don't need to be a scientist to know this. It's very obvious what's going on here.
Well, on that CDC slide, which I believe is from their meeting in October of 2020, you know, they had all the neurologic, hematologic, and cardiac problems, but notice there's no cancer on that slide, no cancer. And I think the DOD data, which I said is the first aggregate data I've seen now on cancer, is explosive. A lot of the things on this slide, there's official FDA warnings. You know, there's warnings for Guillain-Barré syndrome. There's warnings for anaphylaxis. There's warnings for myocarditis. Even in the EUA documents, the consent form lists that death can happen. So you're right. This is transparent. Most of this, Alex, is really buyer beware. The people who are signing up and taking the vaccine, they really need to know what they're getting into. The FDA has laid it out here, and, you know, the surprise was the cancer. You know, in a recent program that I held, a public program in Wichita, Kansas, we had Chris Kobach as co-presenter. He's running for the AG in Kansas, terrific constitutional lawyer, and also physician state senator. But we had a private doctor's meeting, Alex, and the question that was asked was, what percent of patients do you think took the vaccine for medical reasons, and what percent do you think were forced into it because of their job? And you know what the general gestalt was? 50-50.
Wow.
So I can tell you, 50% of people took the vaccine are having really angry. They were forced into it, and now we've got a safety nightmare.
Well, that's where I'm going in closing, and I appreciate your time, and I hope you get your studio soon, you and your wonderful wife. Love visiting with you and your crew. I guess we talked to text message the other day, and you said, I think the worm's turning, or I think the word you used, we've hit the tipping point. And I think that's clear. Why are you saying we've hit the tipping point in understanding and awakening to this?
You know, I'm getting more and more messages from academic physicians, doctors who in my circle who were previously quiet, and now they're coming out saying, you know, I'm really with you here. I'm starting to see this. We understand your viewpoint. I just had a very high-level administrator who I worked with for years. He's now in the biotech industry. He just got COVID himself, and he went on the scramble. He had severe, he's immunocompromised. He had severe symptoms. We got him early treatment through one of our early treatment networks, and he texted me this morning. He says, now I understand. Now I understand the struggle, this chill that was put on early treatment, the suppression of early treatment, and the forcing the mass vaccination. You know, he feels burned. He took the vaccine. He got severe COVID anyway, and now he can't get early treatment. I think more and more people are coming out, Alex.
Well, exactly. My dad was dying. Didn't tell me he was sick for 8 days. Almost died. 80% oxygen. Within a day of ivermectin and zinc and Z-Pak and inhalable steroids, he was back. He was back. He had some brain fog for a while, but he was back. I mean, I had it, and as soon as I got on the drugs, I felt a lot better. It was like night and day. And then to imagine that being denied when you take your husband or wife or child to the hospital, and they're denying you this stuff. That's insane.
You know, I published a paper with Fazio and colleagues from Italy. It just hit, was published in the Medical Science Monitor. And the point of the paper, Alex, is the golden window for treatment is the first 3 days. That's where it's all at. If you can hit it in the first 3 days, patients turn around quickly. This case I mentioned last night, texted me this morning, is already better because we got him on day two. There's still going to be a few high-risk people. They must seek early treatment in the first 3 days. Hospitalization is completely avoidable.
That's right. This is not a joke, folks. You go to the hospital, they turn you away and wait till you're too sick, and then they intubate you. This is life and death. You start getting sick now, you better do the pre-treatments or you're in big trouble. Dr. McCullough, thank you so much for the incredible time. Everybody should follow you on Twitter and any other sites. Where's the best place to find everything, Dr. Peter McCullough?
America Out Loud Talk Radio, the McCullough Report, weekly report to the nation. And I have guests from all over. It's not just my voice. And it's a great way to basically become updated on the podcast circuit. It's produced.
Yeah, you're doing a beautiful job. And just as our listeners already know a lot of this, share with everybody, this is life and death. Yeah, we're starting to win, but we haven't completely won yet. God bless you, doctor. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be back with a bunch of news. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Hey, I pay the price.
Oh, to be left alone.
Well, you're not going to get left alone by the New World Order. All right, I probably covered 20% of the news today, which is good. I mean, because there's just so damn much of it. And I kind of want to let the crew off tomorrow. I've been doing Saturday shows a lot that are very popular. But you know what? We just can't do it. The crew wants to come in anyways. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just pick a time. Let's do it again. Let's go live tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central for 2 hours commercial free to get to all this I didn't get to and to cover more than will obviously break by then. Because I got the 20%, but don't you want to hear all the rest of this? Because it's all just as important. I mean, it's crazy, crazy level important here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me go ahead, though, and get to this, because this is one of those stories that is so complex and so interesting, but also so simple at many levels, that if you understand this piece of information, you basically understand it all. And that is the State Department having a press briefing, an Associated Press writer. It's one of the top stories, if not the top story, in the last 24 hours. It's everywhere. All over foreign news, top of all the channels, top trending, printed number one last night without me even looking for it. Everybody's calling like, you're the number one on Twitter and Instagram. 10 million views, 5 million views, 8 million views. And it's all, oh, you're in Alex Jones territory. Well, I mean, I think we're all kind of in Alex Jones territory because Alex Jones sees what's going on, so do you. And we're not stupid. So false flags are very, very real in world history. I'm going to show you some proof of that here in a moment. Because unlike the spokesperson for the State Department, I'll show you my proof that false flags are a real thing that are done sometimes that could be happening anytime there's an event. So we should look for those and ask, as the Romans did in Latin, qui bono, qui bono, who stands to gain, who has the motive, who benefits. So the Alex Jones territory is the reporter saying that governments might stage terror to launch a war is Alex Jones territory. Well, no, that's a real thing. That could happen. The West has a bigger history of doing it. I don't believe Joe Biden, who controls him. The Russians don't want a war. The U.S. and NATO are massing troops in Ukraine. That's why Russia is massing troops on the border. We do the same thing. It's just a fact. So they don't want you questioning events. They don't want you questioning Jesse Smollett. They don't want you questioning WMDs in Iraq, the Gulf of Tonkin and all this, because when you do, you usually find out it's staged as a pretext for the war. And I'm going to show you some historical examples that are admitted that I guess this AP reporter doesn't want known. Now, do I believe the rat-like State Department spokesman? Do I believe the Russians really are planting a false flag and that Biden has proof? No. The U.S. is massing. The globalists are massing. They want to let Russia know if you try to fight back, we're going to call it a false flag. And when we attack your troops, we're going to say you did it. That's where all the money's at. That's where all the history's at. That's where the motive is. Doesn't mean I lionize the Russians or say they're perfect either. But the motive and the history and the cutting off the Russian pipelines and the triggering the revolution in Ukraine, that's been the West doing that. And then drawing Russia in to start a new Cold War. That's what's happening. And Putin said that. He's been trying to stop that, even cut their defense spending 5 years ago. So here's the bizarre exchange. Journalist says State Department engaging in Alex Jones level Russian false flag conspiracies. So now talking about a historical thing that governments do, it's bad. It's Alex Jones territory. But see the trap now? See the trap now they're all in? Here's part of the exchange.
Okay, well, that's quite a mouthful there. So you said actions such as these suggest otherwise. Suggest, meaning that they suggest they're not interested in talks and they're going to go ahead with some kind of... What action are you talking about?
One, the actions I've just pointed to.
The
fact that Russia continues to engage in disinformation campaigns.
You made an allegation that they might do that. Have they actually done it?
What we know, Matt, is what I have just said, that they have engaged in this activity, in this planning activity.
Because
obviously this is not the first time we've made these reports public. You'll remember that just a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, made what report public?
If you'll let me finish, I will tell you what report we made public. We told you a few weeks ago that we have information indicating Russia also has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. So that, Matt, to your question, is an action that Russia has already taken.
It's an action that you say that they have taken, but you have shown no evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into then. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some...
All right, let's hit pause there. Back it up 10 seconds. This is Alex Jones territory. What evidence do you have? He won't give the evidence. He says, the evidence is I told you. And so you got Ned Price, the CIA operative, a little swarmy, arrogant know-it-all, obviously up there lying to everybody, not giving any proof, not giving any evidence, saying, I've just given you evidence. No, you haven't. But then his counter is, you're in Alex Jones territory. What, exposing false flags? Exposing the lies? Exposing these people who are doing this? So it shows how desperate they are that the power structure is now having its own propaganda used against it because no one buys what the system says. And then they use the guy exposing not trusting the system as the example of the system. Now they're getting smart. I told Politico and Rand Paul got elected years ago. They said, why'd he win? We threw everything at him. And I said, if you endorsed him, he'd have lost. You see, but start calling Joe Biden Alex Jones. That will hurt Alex Jones. So see, they're starting to get sophisticated here. I mean, look at that little arrogant swarmy. Oh, he's in the CIA. Oh, my God. He has the intel no one else has up there lying to us. Continue.
Evidence to confirm that. And I'm going to get to the next question here, which is, what is the evidence that they... I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified.
Just like I'm a Russian agent, Trump's a Russian agent, the Russians won the election, the truckers are protesting lockdowns because they're Russians. You're full of crap. Yeah, there's Jesse Smollett with the rope around his neck with the cops. Was that Russian disinfo too? Continue.
Where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
No, you made a series of allegations.
This is the gaslighting of the young turds and all those YouTube shows and all of it. They just go, 90% of people in the hospital take the shot. It's not true. They just say it. I just told you. I just told you. It's classified. I told you it's the case. Just believe me, I'm swarmy. I have a small neck. And I'm not against small neck people, but this is what the elite thinks powerful. Swarmy, manipulated, you know, don't be mean to the ferrets. Ferrets much more, I mean, I'm just saying. Yes, if this guy was a superhero, he'd be super ferret. Well, let's continue.
Topper, because you will see a transcript of this briefing that you can print out for yourself.
That's not evidence, Ned. That's you saying it. That's not evidence. I'm sorry.
Hit pause again. There'll be a transcript of what I just said, and so you can print that off, and that's your classified briefing. And look at his arrogance, his projection of hating everyone, thinking everyone's dumb, thinking he's smarter than you, and now he's being called the devil, Alex Jones. But then in that is the truth, and this is all Alex Jones territory, the fall of this corrupt system. Let's continue.
What would you like, Matt?
I would like to see some proof that you can show that the Russians are doing this. Ned, I've been doing this for a while.
I know that was my point. You have been doing this for quite a while. You know that when we declassify intelligence information, we do so in a means.
This guy is a total weasel, and that's being mean to weasels. But again, no, Kennedy had to show us the missiles in Cuba. We had to be shown at least something, and a lot of it ended up being fake. We're going to come back with a bunch of false flag news straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, showing you admitted false flags that Weasel Man and the AP doesn't want you to know about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Face mask and scanning her vaccine passports. And we've got similar things happening all over the Western world. It is sick. I want to show you an article that ties into this whole CIA State Department garbage we just saw. Where, oh, we're in Alex Jones territory here. False flags are a real thing. They're a part of history. And the fact that the corporate media has demonized me for popularizing, and I'm on record, they admit I popularized the term, though it was in scholarly papers and military documents throughout history. And they didn't want a discussion about that. But now that it's in the lexicon, people are having debates about it. But Alex Jones' territory is about documentation and a historical understanding into present times and then projecting forward with a futurist understanding. That's why we're tomorrow's news today. But a really big article from Mises.org posted on Infowars.com. Wokeism could provoke a global anti-American backlash. What have I told you for years? The plan is globalism launches all the wokeism, all the pedophilia, all of it in the world. and then the world turns against America when America implodes, but the disease has already been injected out there, and then the globalists themselves don't get blamed for what they've done around the planet. We've been hijacked by the Club of Rome, by the Bilderberg Group, by these organizations, and they want us to carry out their dirty work and it be seen as America and Hollywood that are behind all this, but Hollywood is not America. And so there's a big understanding of this taking place, and it's important. People like this CIA operative up there gaslighting everybody, he doesn't represent America. So here's some of the headlines. Alex Jones, territory reporter, battles State Department spokesman on Russia false flag claim. Veteran reporter tears into State Department spook over Russia false flag allegation. You have no evidence. Well, does Alex Jones have evidence when he talks about things? Here's history article. How a false flag sparked World War II, the Gleiwitz incident, where the Nazis attacked their own radio station, dressed up some concentration camp victims as German and Polish soldiers, shot them for the newsreels, and then put it on the newsreels so they could have an excuse to invade Poland. That's how World War II started in Europe. Let's continue. We'll go back to Northwoods in a minute. Here's the Gleiwitz incident on your precious Wikipedia for anybody that wants to see it. So show that to the Associated Press writer. This week in history, Nazi staged fake attack at the start of World War II, desert.com. What was Operation Ajax? CIA staged in 1953 the overthrow of Mohammad Mossadegh by blowing up mosques and buildings and blaming it on the government. Declassified. Kermit Roosevelt, grandson of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, carried that out. He gave NPR interviews before he died bragging about it. The Gulf of Tonkin incident, they've now declassified in 2004. From 1964, the audio tapes of LBJ from his Texas ranch talking to McNamara of the Defense Department about how they were going to stage an attack later than that day against U.S. aircraft carriers to blame it on the North Vietnamese as a pretext to launch the war. You can look that up yourself, totally declassified. Oh, see, the White House globalist New World Order arm doesn't show any proof of a Russian false flag. I show you history that false flags exist. That's why I'm bad. Foreignpolicy.com. That's the folks over at the CFR and the Washington Post. 64 years later, CIA finally releases details of Iranian coup, Operation Ajax. It's all right there for you, ladies and gentlemen, but they don't want you to look at it. Here's the U.S. example. Operation Northwoods. L.L. Emmitzer, Curtis LeMay, on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, brought in the plan to bomb U.S. movie theaters, shoot up U.S. streets, attack U.S. military bases to blame it on Cuba, and as a pretext of war for war with the Soviet Union. You can go find it on the National Archives for yourself. Here's a photo, Operation Northwoods, with Kennedy and with L.L. Emmitzer. Now, his brother, of all people, as Attorney General, did work with the Pentagon to stage a Central American false flag for a coup. They blew up the U.S. Embassy. That's declassified, been on PBS. But again, that's what the grown-up table talks about, you see, at the State Department. You're the little kids over at the little kid table. You're not supposed to know about the big boy table and what they're openly doing over there. I love the America that believes in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and human liberty, and a connection to God. Private property, you name it, right to self-defense. The people that have hijacked our country are the opposite of that. They're parasites that are running our nation under the ground, that have been propagandizing us and brain damaging us and trying to keep us in a tiny box so we're not aware of the enemy we face. Now, we got a big special guest host about to take over. Very excited to listen to this in the fourth hour. He's a best-selling author and researcher, and I couldn't have made Reset Wars without him. He's got a bunch of big topics to cover. Jake Ducey is about to take over, but I wanted, before we end this hour, to go to him briefly to hear about some of what he's about to lay out the next hour. But first, get his take on this statement here that the biggest story in the country yesterday, today, literally, Alex Jones territory, the whole media turning against Biden, saying we don't want war with Russia, and saying you have no proof you're Alex Jones. I have the proof. I say study in any big event. A lot of times it's staged or provocateur. I'm not the White House not giving evidence. I'm the opposite, giving evidence and continuing to control the paradigm. This is just, we're inside their heads, Jake, and that's what Reset Wars does, is help us get inside our heads to get them out of our heads. Jake Ducey.
Hey, Alex, it's good to see you. I just wanted to first say, just a couple minutes ago, I found out that really a guy that changed my life, my mentor, and I excuse my emotions. I just found out that he passed away about two minutes ago. Man,
sorry to hear that, man. Did he come back to you?
You know, I'm good. You know, I think that when we think about reset wars and we think about everything happening in the world, this individual's name is Bob Proctor. He really changed my life. And the reason he changed my life and you know, the message that we're hoping to get across with Reset Wars is that we create our reality and we control our reality, and that the system doesn't, and that what they want us to do, there's two forms of consciousness. There's a creation form of consciousness and a reaction form of consciousness, right? And you were mentioning that viral clip where they were being interrogated. And what they want us to do is stay in this reaction consciousness, right? And an example of that with that viral clip was he just wanted everyone to just react and accept it. Oh my gosh, Russia. Oh my gosh, Russia. Oh my gosh. Okay, okay. And stay in a reaction state of consciousness. And I believe that the solutions to our problems are found in something I learned from my mentor, Bob Proctor, which is that human beings are the only creatures on Earth with the ability to create their own environment. And we can use creativity or we can use reaction consciousness.
And by the way, this is crazy because Bob Proctor is the trailblazer, pointing out so much of what we've now discovered ourselves and expanded on. And he literally just died today in the last few hours. It's just now breaking in the news this minute. And you've told me what a big mentor he was for you. So it's just wild that he just went to the next level today.
Yeah, and I know he would laugh at me being emotional because Bob always says, you're a spiritual being in a physical body. And, you know, one of the reasons that I think his work is so powerful is because what the whole system is designed to keep us trapped in our physical self. It's to make us believe we're just a physical body, because when we're just a physical body, they can manipulate us through the reptilian centers of our brain and through the fear complexes. This is what traps us in a lower electromagnetic states, and this is how they use manipulation and fear. And so and for everyone listening, please excuse me, you know, for a little bit of those feelings.
Well, hold on. You're going to take over in a minute, but I want you to talk about Bob Proctor because I've read some of his work. Great guy, and he's just dialing into what we already innately know, but doing a great job organizing and getting people to realize that and not letting the globe say, you're a loser, you're a failure, it's all over, you're going to die, we're not going to make it, humans are dirty, post-human world, looking forward to the end of humanity. No, we're beautiful, we're amazing, we're made in the image of God, and by accepting God in our lives, he helps us transcend our sin and our fallen nature and takes us to the next level. So Jake Ducey is about to take over in the fourth hour today to talk about ResetWars.com. And I should also add to all the viewers and listeners, they've been trying to censor, they've been trying to block it. It's a great course, and it funds the InfoWar. 360 wins. The only way we failed was you don't take action. It's 50% off. Today was going to be the last day, but in memory of Bob Proctor, we're going to extend it through Sunday, and then that's it, because we got to fund a bunch of stuff with this and build a big infrastructure. So, again, a lot's coming out of this. Thanks for being right on the front lines, folks. Thank you all that signed up for it. If you've been on the fence and have it, go get it today. Be part of this special event. ResetWars.com. 50% off. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.